I appreciate everybody being here. I wrote things down, that way I would make sure that I covered everything that I wanted to say at this point. I'd like to start off with just a few comments about where I'm at personally, and more importantly, where we're at as a team. And when I'm done with my statement, I'd be happy to address any questions that anyone would have pertaining to the bowl game from the standpoint of Kentucky, our players, our team, but I'm not taking any questions after my statement concerning my situation. When I accepted this position 6 years ago, I told you that this university is very special to me. As I stand here today, I would like to say emphatically that this university means more to me than any institution that I've ever been part of. I am a Pitt guy. I am a Pittsburgh guy. I always have been, and I always will be. There have been a lot of coaches here before me. There will be a lot of coaches after me. But I can assure you one thing. None of them have loved this university or will love this university more than Dave Wanstead. I grew up here, and if you grew up here, or if you have an understanding of what this community is all about, if you know the people who made this city what it is, two words come to mind: loyalty and pride. If you're a Pittsburgher, you're loyal. You handle yourself with pride. Pride in your family, pride in who you are, and pride in where you're from. That's the manner in which I ran and we ran this program during my tenure here. I step aside today with my head high, my pride intact, my love for this city, most importantly, love for these players and this university, stronger than it's ever been. People who are from here or who understand this community know that we don't make excuses. We do our best to take care of our own, and we understand the responsibility of loyalty. Today, as it has been for the past six years, my responsibility and loyalty has been to this staff, to these coaches, and most importantly, to the Pitt football players. In a few days, these players will take on the responsibility of playing in a bowl game. And I am proud on how they have handled everything leading up to this point. Having been here as a player and a coach who has played in bowl games, I understand that this is the next great experience in a young college football player's career. And it's important that they take advantage of the great opportunity. Ultimately, the focus and attention for the next few days should be on the players who are here. The focus and attention should not be on their coach who won't be coaching them. My obligation to this university and to these young men and these coaches was to prepare them for the next game, which is the bowl game. I have been here with this staff in December from 6 in the morning till 8 at night. We have been here all week. We will continue today, tonight, and tomorrow. And I'm very confident that we've done that in our preparation. My loyalty to these players is to have them enjoy this experience and allow them to be the main focus of attention when they travel to Birmingham to get ready for this game. I want them to experience, it would be unfair for any part of their experience to be about the head coach or his particular situation. Would not be right, guys and ladies. These young men make no excuses. They're proud of who they are. They understand what they represent, and they are loyal to the University of Pittsburgh. Don't lose sight of that. For those reasons, and for these players, I'm going to ask them, and I've talked to them already, about representing the University of Pittsburgh without me at the bowl game. We did everything in our power to do things the right way all the time with the best interest of our players, the program, and the University of Pittsburgh. This is not the way I envision passing the torch, but I want you to know that I do so with the greatest appreciation for all the University of Pittsburgh's done for me and my family, and I look forward to my new opportunity. That's where we're at. Questions?
Dave, was that one of the toughest decisions you ever had to come to not coaching?
No.
Why not?
Because of what I said. It's all about the kids. It's always been about the kids.
So that would take away from them if you coach?
No question. No question. And you understand what goes into a bowl game with all the festivities and the activities and what goes on.
Dave, who will serve as the interim coach?
Phil Bennett will take over as the interim coach, and the plans are in place. The practice schedules are set. I'll be with them till they get on the plane.
Who on your staff won't be?
As of right now, as we know, Jeff Hafley has accepted a position at Rutgers University, and there's probably going to be one more who will not be with us, but I'm not at liberty right now to divulge yet.
Coach, during this process, have you gone back and forth both ways of going to do it or not going to do it? What's that process been like for you?
After being around these kids and going through it, it's the right thing for them. And everything I've done here has been for the program or for these kids. Nothing self-serving. Nothing.
Coach, what have you told the players at the time you've been with them, given what's happened over the last few days, as to how they can remain focused?
Oh, you know what? They have been outstanding. I mean, with everything that's happened, they have been champions, which they are. You walk in that lobby and you see the trophy. They're down there getting sized for their rings. I want them to put their heads high, and that's how they've practiced. That's how they've handled themselves, and I want them to have a great time. Get down there and enjoy this thing. They'll play like crazy on Saturday.
Do you have a game plan on what you want to do after all this once
no,
they play their game?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just going to wait. The university has offered me a position, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm going to take a little time off.
I'm going to ask you this question. I know you said you answered a lot of this in your statement. When the previous coach was introduced, we talked a lot about the character and integrity of the program, and there was a suggestion that some of that was missing. My interpretation of it. How did you interpret that when you heard those things being said?
I would not comment on that.
Why did it take so long for you to reach this decision?
It didn't. I just wasn't going to tell you guys.
How did the
players know?
I met with the seniors last night after practice.
How they react to?
What do you think? Hug me around the neck. They believe. They know. They know I would do anything for them. And I'm going to do what's best for them. That's the key. What's best for this university and these kids.
Dave, is there any players who aren't going to make the trip?
You know what? Jabal Sheard had surgery on his elbow, so he will not be participating. Offensively, I think we're intact. Jabal would be the one right now.
Miles Carrington is
doubtful. Yes, correct.
What kind of procedure was that for Jabal, and I mean, how serious?
You know what? It was almost elective type of surgery. It's something that he's had since childhood, and just felt that this was the opportune time to get it fixed. It was something in his elbow.
So but it's not anything that could have.
No, not nothing at all. No, nothing whatsoever.
Were you involved with recommendations for kids to go pro or not? I mean, kids who
yes.
are underclassmen, is there?
I have been and I will be. And again, I'll give my opinion what's best for them, and they'll have to make the decision.
This is such a weird situation. I mean, how was it for you to coach a team and not be able to coach the game?
Well, you know what? The work really, I mean, 99% of the work is in preparation and game plans, you know, in practice. So it's what's best. It's what's best. Because it's a bowl game, you know. It's a reward for these kids. It's a reward for these kids. And nothing should take away from what they have accomplished this year. Nothing. As much as it's been tough on them, you know?
Coach, for having thought that, I don't know if it's like this, 24 hours roughly with these kids before they get on the airplane to leave. Looking at that, how does this affect you personally, knowing that this is coming to an end and that the clock is ticking at this point?
I'm communicating with these kids on a daily basis, whether I'm in this building or not. You know, and I'm going to be, you know, at the university, so I'm going to be here. I'm not out of their lives. I mean, this is when a kid comes to the University of Pittsburgh and we recruit him here, we make a lifelong commitment to the kid. You know, so to this day, I'm communicating with the LaRod Stevens and LaShawn McCoys and Darrell Reeveses constantly. So those relationships don't end, even though that I'm not coaching them.
In your opinion, can the Pitt program rebound from all that's going on?
I would not comment on that. That's not my job.
Do you want to coach again?
I'm not going to comment on my future right now.
Dave, you call yourself a Pitt guy. You have more connection to this
program. No, I don't call myself. I am.
You are a Pitt guy. Do you kind of hurt for where the program is right now, seeing the kind of chaos that's here right now?
Sure I do. Hurt for these kids.
What are you going to actually do during the game?
I don't know. I don't know where I'll be. I'll be with the kids, I know that. But that's, seriously, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
You don't know if you'll text Bill on the sideline. Somebody in the press box or something like that.
Oh, I don't know. I really haven't thought about it. You know, we know what we want to do on offense, defense, and special teams. We're practicing it. The kids know it. You know, so we're good. We've been together long enough. You know, everybody's on the same page.
Some good places on the south side. Dave,
was there ever consideration of what was best for the kids was for you to coach in the bowl game because you've been their coach all season and that you know that's the way that you owed it to them?
No, for someone that views this sport from the stands and has never been in the arena. The opinion would be who is a critic up, down, and doesn't really have ever tasted getting hit in the mouth in the defeats or the joyous moments of victory, they would say, go coach the game and not worry about how it would affect the players or the team inside or what this is all about. This is a reward for the kids. It's not about me. It's a reward for the players. People that have been in the arena understand. And I've talked to two dead cell phones worth of people nationally that have been in the arena.
Did you feel any need to prepare the guys down there? Because even though you won't be there, I'm sure the guys will still be asked a lot about you and the whole process.
Oh, we have run a very transparent program. Call them in here tomorrow. There's no issues. There's no... Nobody's trying to maneuver anything here, or there's no motives here, ulterior motives. I mean, it is what it is. What I told you is the truth, and that's the deal. It's the way it's always been with me.
Aside from the two coaches that you pointed out before, what's the status of the rest of the coaches on the staff now?
You know what? You got to give these guys a lot of credit. People don't appreciate. Picture yourself being in a job, knowing you don't have a job, And I'm expecting them to be in here, you know, at 6:30 in the morning, and we're meeting as a staff, and we're in here at 8:30 last night getting home. I got home last night at 10 o'clock. And they're trying to get jobs just to feed their families. I mean, it's a very difficult situation. It takes winners, a lot of character to do that. But the focus is the kids. And these are the type of coaches and type of people we have. And I'm not just talking coaches. I mean the administrators, everybody that's involved in this football facility.
No, I just mean more from the actual standpoint.
They're all talking to people, and you know, I mean, as they get jobs, You know, I mean, I feel, you know, it's a great staff. There's a lot of interest in mostly all of them. I mean, I think they'll all land on their feet, but it's a stressful time right now, you know.
Have your players expressed their concerns about everything to you? Their concerns about what's going on, some of the underclassmen?
I would.
Where the future is for you?
All I'm concerned about is them winning this football game and getting prepared to win the football game. That's been the only discussion, truly. I have not, it's been the only focus and conversation, really.
Dave, you said you'll take some time to kind of reevaluate the process. Do you envision a future with Pitt, given what's
yeah. The last I've had several meetings with Chancellor, and, you know, Steve and I talked initially when it was over, and I'm planning on taking a little bit of time afterwards and then coming back, and we'll see what direction it goes.
Dave, what's been the hardest part about the past month for you working?
You know, let's talk about anything on the bowl game. I mean, I'm not being rude to you. I just had enough of that. Anything else player-wise, assistant coaches, bowl game? Anything? Okay. If not, thank you all. I will be around and appreciate it, really. Thanks.